lot of people are competing with one another. You know, we're competing. We think we're playing a game to try to beat the other person or beat the person next to us. And I just want to shed some light. There's always going to be somebody better. There's always going to be somebody worse. But our focus should not be on that. We should not focus on who we're better than or who's better than us. When we do that, we miss the mark. We're missing our purpose, why we're here on this earth. We're missing who God wants us to be, you know. God wants for us, and through Jesus Christ, to live a full life. He wants for us to be joyful and happy and have peace, you know, financial freedom the right way when we're good stewards with our money. He wants us to be good parents, good children. I mean, basically anything good that you can think of, that's what God wants us to be. Anything negative, God does not want us to be. And if you live in America, there is this common misconception that we have to win the race. We have to win, be better than everybody, or, you know, have the nicest car or have the nicest clothes, you know, and that comes into a possession aspect. You know, I have this, you have that, you know. So my main advice is, do you focus on yourself, focus on your time with God. The more time you spend with God, the more you realize that it's not about that. It's not about having worldly possessions. You know, it's not about being wise according to the world. The more time we spend in God, the more wiser we become. You know, if we read God's word, like, a good place to start is the book of Proverbs. It's really common sense, easy stuff to know and understand. I mean, you don't have to start in some of the Old Testament books where you don't know what is going on. That's what happened with me when I first started. I would open up the Bible, the first few books, and I would start reading and I would get discouraged and I'd be like, I don't know what this means. I'm closing up this book later. I'm still going to try my way. You know, and I would always come back. I would always gravitate toward the Word of God because I knew that was the right way to go. So I would research, you know, how are other Christians reading the Bible? Are they starting from the beginning and reading to the end? You know, and I came to the realization that you can start wherever you want. It's your Bible, you know, it's like a book. You can start wherever you want. You don't necessarily have to start at the beginning because it's kind of like a reference guide. You know how you, in a reference guide, you search for what you're looking for, and if you find it, then you read it. You know, you can read it from front to back if you want to. People do that. You know, people read the Bible in a whole year, you know, just to try to keep it fresh in their mind. I mean, it's not a bad idea. But if you're just starting, I mean, my advice personally, and this is what I did, is just find script, you know, get a, it's called a concordance or like a Bible topical index. You know, if you're looking for scriptures on sadness, you'll find it online. Now, online, there's tons of resources. Like, where is this in the Bible? And then they'll give you tons of scripture. But if you just want to point blank go to the Bible and start reading, a good place to start is the book of Proverbs. Wisdom. Nothing but wisdom. How to live your life. How to be smart with your choices. It teaches us that that competition, it's not about that. It teaches us that having possessions, it's not all about that. It teaches us that if all you're thinking about is getting rich, you know, you're going to wear yourself out. You know, it's not the right thing to do. So, upon observing, you know, the people around, you know, in my neighborhood, in the city that I live in, as I was driving my daughter, after I dropped off my daughter at school on my way back home, I mean, there's people, you stop at a stoplight and people are like wanting to have the nicest stuff, you know, and you notice this now. Now I'm just like, oh, well, he's got a nice, you know, whatever. And we've been getting financially free and we don't have any debt, my wife and I. So now it's like, if I see a person, 8 out of 10 people, I think it like this, 8 out of 10 people are in debt. If I pull up to that stoplight, 8 out of 10 of those cars are making payments on their car. And when you know, this gets into like, if you're living in with a lot of debt, when you live with debt, you're not free. You're a slave to your debtors, and your work becomes sour, it becomes sour yourself, and you're just like, man, I thought this was the way to live. Everybody else is living like this. I don't understand why I'm feeling like this. And the main thing is, you got to put God at the center of your life, your God through Jesus Christ and the Bible. You know, I got discouraged too by going to certain different churches. I was trying out different churches, and I would see in the congregation stuff that the Bible talks about not to do. You know, they have these little cliques in churches, like, oh, if you're not this type of person, then you're going to hang out. It's just like high school, you know what I mean? You're in different cliques. The body of Christ, it's not supposed to be like that. You know, this is the body of Christ. You and I just talking. We're talking about, you know, biblical stuff. You know, if I need to be corrected on something that I'm talking about that's wrong and it's not according to the Bible, hey, I'm open to it. The book of Proverbs even says a good man seeks correction. He embraces correction, you know, to help him continue to grow as a person in God. That's one of the things the book of Proverbs talks about. So let's stop. Let's stop the comparison. Let's stop running the race against each other. Let's run the race of life together. Let's be on the same team. Let's run this life race that Paul talks about in his book. In one of the books that he wrote, or one of the letters that he wrote about running the race. Don't, you know, refuse to be normal. Refuse to be who you were before you came to Christ. You know, and the more that we read our Bibles, the more we'll change. I mean, we won't notice it ourselves, but those around us, like the past former way of life, the people we used to hang out with, they're going to see a difference in you. And that's when you know it's different, and that's when it kind of gets to a point where you're going to have to choose, like, okay, it's either God or my friend's opinion. You know, am I going to let what people think about me continue to control my life, or am I going to let God's word shape and mold my life? Therefore, I encourage you guys to have the strength that God calls us to have with His Holy Spirit, to not be fearful, to continue to live a good life, a good godly life with your finances, spiritual life, intellectual life, your social life, your career life, your family life, your physical fitness life, all those areas. You know, let's strive to continue to do good for us. You know, not for the sake of selfishness, but for the sake of bringing each other up. Bringing the body, building the body of Christ, building one another up for the sake of God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks a lot, you guys, for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, hit the subscribe button. Subscribe to the podcast anywhere where you're at. Download the podcast. Check me out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, anywhere you're at. I really appreciate you listening and taking interest in what I do. I hope this is helpful. Leave comments anywhere, guys, so that way I can you know, try to converse with you if there's any conflict, and what do you think I'm thinking, you know. So I appreciate you guys. Have a good time.